Good morning.
大家早上。
Happy New Year too.
新年快乐。
I'm sorry I didn't put on red this morning. I just completely missed it.
对不起，今早我忘了穿红色的衣服。
And I do have a red tie at home. I just forgot it.
虽然我家都有条红色的 tie 的。
What I want to do today is I want to separate my message into three parts.
今早早上呢，我想将我的信息分做三个部分。
First part I want to do is I want to go over our theme verse.
第一个呢，我想同大家分享呢，就是我哋嗰个主题嘅经文。
Because I think it's a very, very powerful verse, and I want you all to understand fully what it means.
因为我深信呢，呢个经文里边系满有信息能力嘅，我亦都希望大家能够有时间去更加明白呢个嘅经文。
And I want to introduce Paul.
另外呢，我亦都想将阿保罗介绍俾大家。
Who wrote today's message?
就系呢，保罗写咗今日嗰个信息。
I want to help you to understand who he is.
我想大家咧知道咧究竟佢系边个啦。
And why he became so compelled by Christ's love.
同埋咧，让大家更加知道咧点样佢被神嘅爱驱使佢。
And that's the last part. I want to show you why Paul was so compelled by Christ's love.
然后最后咧，更加系想话俾大家知点解基督系点解保罗咧被基督嘅爱咁样驱使。
I think it was about November of last year.
我想回到去年的11月的时候呢
Pastoral staff had gotten together and we wanted to determine what next year's theme verse was going to be.
当时呢我们这个牧养团队呢我们就一起去讨论究竟我们用什么做我们来讲这年的主题经文呢
We prayed for a couple of weeks and we came back to discuss what we have found.
我们呢用了几个礼拜的时间来去祷告然后回到来呢 去分享我们所找到的东西。
And the theme verse that you see is whatWe have come together to understand this is what God is saying.
今日大家睇到嘅嗰个嘅我哋嗰个嘅主题经文呢亦都就係我哋当时我哋领受到嘅说话。
And I don't know if you have some time to meditate upon this verse.
我唔知道大家有冇机会时间呢去默想过呢段经文呢
But it's not an easy verse.
但呢一个一啲都係一个唔容易嘅经文。
I'd like to ask you to turn, if you can, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15.
我希望呢大家如果有圣经的话呢一起卷去哥林多后书的五章十四十五节。
Because that's where our theme verse comes from.
这个也就是我们今年的主题经文的出处了。是哥林多后书的五章十四十五节。
Maybe you can read it for me.
第五章临后五章十四十五节经文咁样讲，原来基督嘅爱激励我哋，因我哋想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫嗰啲活着嘅人不再为自己活，乃系为替佢死而复活嘅主嚟活。
If I was to read it, it reads like this: For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all.And all, therefore, all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. The meaning of this word, and I was very surprised to find that in Chinese Bible, the word compel is translated to say encouraged or motivated.
当我去查考圣经的时候我很诧异地在圣经里面看到特别是中文圣经讲到激励的时候有个意思是鼓励我们去推动我们的意思。
But in English passage,
但在英文圣经里面呢
These words in different Bibles are translated control, compel, constrain, urge.
而在英文圣经里面不同译本给我们的信息就是这个意思是讲到是他督促我哋，管理我哋，管束我哋，驱动我哋，推动我哋去做一啲嘅嘢。
In other words, there's a lot more force in English translation than in Chinese words.
换句说话嚟讲，喺英文圣经里边带出嘅信息系一个神佢自己本身满有能力嘅去督促我哋去做一啲嘢。
So I looked at the Greek original word.
咁于是我就翻查希腊文嘅原文啦。
And the word means to seize.To exercise continuous control over someone or something.
原文意思就是去占据了他去拥有他去全然的掌管这个能力。
it means that one is overpowered or forced or driven into a course of action.
換句話講, 即是說一個人, 他本有能力的, 這樣去驅動一件事情的發生。
That's the essence of Christianity.
這個也就是基督教裡面的意義。
I remember when I first called upon the name of the Lord, I was 21 years old.
我記得當我21歲的時候, 我被神首次去呼召。
I was going through a lot of difficulties in my life.
當時我在我生命裡面經歷很多的困難掙扎。
And I wanted to receive His blessings.
而我當時很渴望著能夠領受神給我的恩典。
And I wanted to have a little luck so that I could enjoy a better life.
我都希望當時我有好一些的幸運，以致咧我可以享受生活多啲。
When I called upon Christianity, when I called upon God, I was trying to use it for my benefit, and that was the purpose why I called upon the name of the Lord.
當時我呼求神，我呼求神嘅盼望係可以從神裏邊領受一啲嘅祝福。
But something strange happens when you embrace Christianity.
但係當我發現到，當我擁抱呢一個基督信仰嘅時候，我有一個新嘅體會。
It grabs you.
呢一個係將我吸引住。
And it starts to control you.
甚至乎將我控制住。
As you begin to grasp its truth.
當我越嚟去尋索真理嘅時候，我就越嚟經歷呢一份嘅控制。
C.S. Lewis says something like this about Christianity.
魯易斯曾經咁樣講去形容基督教。
I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else.
魯易斯喺佢著作裏面曾經咁樣講，佢話：我相信基督教，正如我信太陽已經升起一樣，唔係因為我睇見呢個太陽，而係因為藉住呢個太陽，我能夠睇見天下嘅萬物。
Sun is something that makes sense by itself.
太陽本身係可以透過佢自己嚟顯明。
But what Christianity does is, what we see is not only the sun, but the things that the sun illuminates.
然而我喺基督教裏面，我哋經歷嘅就係唔單單我睇見呢一個太陽，更加睇見嘅喺呢個太陽裏面佢照明嘅事實俾我哋睇。
It's like a lens that you look at, and through it all, everything seems to make sense.
就好似大家戴上一個鏡一樣，透過呢個鏡，你能夠透過呢個鏡睇見事情，而呢個事情係賦予你一個嘅意義。
In other words, Christianity captures you.
換句話嚟講，呢一個嘅信仰將你帶到去佢面前。
And that's what the passage means. It captures us and controls us.
呢個亦都就係嗰個信嗰個嘅經文嘅意義，就係將你吸引過嚟，以至到我哋係被呢一個嘅神所控制住。
I thought it was great for our church.
我深信呢個對教會嚟講好重要嘅。
See, when we are young, we do whatever we like to do.
我哋諗翻，當我哋後生嘅時候，我哋願意做我哋好想做嘅嘢。
But as we become older,
當我們年紀長大的時候,
we start to be led by something.
我們越來越是被一些事情來牽引著走。
And the fact that we're captured by God to be used by Him is being led by Him.
然而,當我們是真的被神吸引著,去被神使用的時候,
let's further diagnose this verse.
這個他未講完,不過我講完。
So according to the scripture, what controls us? What compels us?
究竟是什麼去驅使,去激勵我們呢?
You see, I believe that God has all the power.
我相信神會有祂自己的能力。
And I truly believe He can exercise His power to do whatever He wants done.
我也深信神可以作成祂要作成的任何事情。
In other words, if He chooses, He may overpower us to do to a course of action that He desires.
換句話來講,祂可以控制我,以致祂可以在身上成就祂要成就的事情。
But what compels us, according to Paul, is not His power.
然而,根據保羅的講法,就是祂不是用祂的能力去管轄我。
But what compels us is His love for us.
反而的,是祂的愛去管轄我。
The difference is significant.
這個分別很重要的。
Because it's the difference between religion driven by works and Christian faith driven by grace.
那個分別就是,究竟我們今天所相信的,是因為我們今天的信仰,是我們的功德,是我們所做的事情,還是透過恩典的呢?
See, when I was not a believer, I feared God.
当我未系信徒嘅时候，我惧怕神。
I don't know who it was, but I fear the consequences.
我惧怕神，我唔知道佢系边个，我更加惧怕究竟佢带俾我嗰个后果。
And a lot of times we're motivated by the fear.
而好多时候，我哋嘅推动力就系因为我哋源于我哋嗰份嘅恐惧。
But for Christians, that's not what motivates us.
然而对我哋基督徒嚟讲，呢个唔系我哋嘅推动力。
What motivates us is the love of Christ for us.
我哋嘅推动力就系源于基督对我哋嘅爱。
Today, I'd like to introduce a person by the name of Paul.
今天早上，我想介绍一个人物俾大家认识，佢名字叫做保罗。
Who is responsible for giving this testimony about how his life is compelled by the Christ's love?
保罗就系呢一个写下呢个书信，去证明俾佢睇佢点样被基督嘅爱去激励。
I want us to examine him. What kind of person he is?
我想同大家一齐去观察、去分析，究竟保罗呢个人系一个咩嘅人呢
？Whether he was a credible witness for us?
佢系咪一个我哋信得过嘅一个见证人呢
？Someone that we can trust?
系咪一个我哋可以信靠得过嘅人呢
？So I will start with Paul's background.
所以开始嘅时候，佢先去睇保罗嘅背景。
Here's a map.
呢度有一个地图。
And where he was born is a place.Called Tarsus.
他出生的地方叫做大素。
At the time, it was the fourth greatest city in the empire, Roman Empire.
当时大素是罗马帝国里面第四大的城市。
And it was an educational center.
也是一个教育的中心。
It was a place where a lot of philosophers dwelled and they taught in that region.
亦都系一个好有好多哲学家喺嗰度居住同埋教书嘅地方。
And I don't know if you understand how powerful philosophy is to influence the culture and the society。
我唔知道大家知唔知道咧，其实哲学对社会嘅一个嘅思维嘅影响系几大。
I recently watched a movie called Confucius。
我最近睇咗套戏叫做《孔子》。
It was good。
正好戏嚟噶。
And we know how influential he was。
我哋更加睇见咧，其实孔子嗰个影响力可以几大。
Imagine growing up in a place where he was most vocal and teaching。
去想象咧，你就喺孔子教书的地方嗰度长大。
So that's where Paul was born。
呢个就系正正就系保罗出生嘅地方。
He was influenced by a lot of people who were very very wise during his time。
喺佢喺保罗嘅身边，亦都影响保罗最多嘅就系呢一班嘅智者。
This is why he was so fluent in Greek.
所以點解佢喺希臘文上面佢係咁流利嘅
？Let's talk about his family.
讓我哋又講下佢嘅家族啦，佢嘅背景啦。
When Israel lost its country,
當到以色列亡國嘅之後咧
，they lost 10 tribes out of the 12.
喺佢哋嘅十二族嘅裏邊，有十個族係失去咗啦。
Out of the 12 tribes, only 2 tribes remained who were authentic Israelites.
而剩翻嘅就只系剩翻两个系继续存留嘅两个嘅以色列族。
And these two were tribe of Benjamin and tribes of Judah.
而呢两个族系乜嘢？就系便雅悯族同埋犹大族。
When Paul was born,
当阿保罗出世嘅时候咧
，he was from a tribe of Benjamin.
佢就系源于便雅悯族嘅。
And his name was Saul.
而他的名是扫罗。
And I don't know if you remember Saul, but he was the first king of Israel, and he came from the tribe of Benjamin.
我不知道大家还记不记得，其实扫罗这个名就是以色列里面的第一个皇帝，他也是从便雅悯支派里面走出来的。
His mother was a Hebrew, his father was a Hebrew.
他爸爸是希伯来人，他妈妈也是希伯来人。
In other words, he was a pure-blooded Hebrew.
换句话来说，他是一个全血统的一个希伯来人。
And following the law, he was circumcised on the eighth day.
根据法例，他在第八日已经受割礼。
And his father was a Pharisee.
而他爸爸是一个法利赛人。
When he was young,
当到他年幼的时候
,his father moved him to Jerusalem.
他爸爸就迁居去到耶路撒冷。
So that he could study the law.
以至他可以研读律法。
And Paul had a teacher, a very, very famous Judaism teacher. His name was Gamaliel.
而保罗亦都有一个好出名嘅师傅，呢个师傅叫做加马列。
And soon he became a Pharisee.
所以好快，保罗亦都成为一个法利赛人。
Let me tell you something about these Pharisees.
让我告诉你一啲关于呢个法利赛人嘅事情。
These are the people who really believe that if you follow everything, the law that was given to you, then not only is your salvation secure, you'll be right with God. That's what they believed.
法利賽人他們堅信的就是,如果你堅守律法的話,你就會是跟神緊密的在一起了。All
of the teachings, that all the law that was given in the Old Testament, the Torah, the first five chapters,
他們堅守的是舊約聖經裡面的頭五卷書,就是摩西五經。
They codified it into different laws that you can actually observe. And there were 613 commandments that they needed to observe.
而他們當時都將到摩西律法裡面所列舉的每一樣東西,他將它轉化成為律法,成為613條裡面的律法。
Paul observed every one of them.
而保羅也都堅守這613條的律法。
He's a credible witness.
他是一個很信得過的一個見證人。
And he was also a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin.
他亦都是祭司長團裏面的一個會員。
This is a high council of Judaism.
是在猶太教裏面相當高位的一個位置。
Made up of 71 members.
而這個祭司長團 是有71個人。
They were the ones who were responsible for interpreting the law. They were the ones who, once they found the truth or found the law, then it was binding upon everybody else who followed Judaism. This is such a powerful institution, they payrolled over 18,000 temple workers.
他們的工作是很有能力,因為他們管轄的在這8萬個聖殿裡面的祭司。
And finally, this group of 71 individuals who are ruling party, they also investigated crimes against the temple, including blasphemy.
而這70個祭司長同時的工作,他們亦都是去審判這個禮拜堂裡面所有的事情,包括是不是有這個旁讀的事情。
This is the group that came after Jesus Christ.
而這個也都當日就去逮捕主耶穌的那個機構。
Because Christianity was completely opposite of what they believed.
因為當時 他們看見的基督教是跟他們所相信的完全的相反。
They believe that if you follow all the laws,
他們相信如果我們今天堅守著每一個律例的話,
you are righteous before God.
你在神的面前就有公義的。
But also you're secure in eternal life as well.
同時你也得著這個永恆的生命。
But Christianity was completely opposite.
然而,我們看見基督教的信仰是跟這個完全相反。
They could not stand together.
基督教和猶太教沒辦法一起並肩。
That is the reason why they were so obsessed with persecuting the Christians.
所以我們看見為什麼當時的猶太教是這麼堅決的要去逼迫基督教。
They wanted to destroy it altogether.
他們要完全的去毀滅基督教信仰。
If you think about it,
當我們再想一想的時候,
if you put anything against Christianity, it's the same result today.
如果你將一個跟基督教信仰完全相反的擺在一起的時候,這個同樣都是同一個情況。
You cannot gain access to heaven through your works.
我們不能夠靠我們自己的功德去到天堂。
And you cannot be righteous through your works.
我們更加不能夠靠我們自己的工作以致我們成為公義。
Only way that you can make it,
唯一方法我們去到的,
is through grace.
就是透過恩典。
And that's what Christianity was arguing.
而這個也都是基督教今天我們堅持的信念。
And one day, Paul experiences Christ.
有一天,保羅自己就經歷過基督了。
And Paul discovers certain truth.
而保羅自己都發現了一些真理。
First of all, Paul discovered,
首先保羅發現的,
that God loved everyone.
就是神愛世人。
Not just Jews.
不單單只是猶太人。
And it doesn't matter what kind of pedigree you had.
也都不在乎你只屬於哪一個類別。
It doesn't matter whether you are born a slave or you're born a master.
無論你是為奴的或者為主的,
God didn't care about any of those things.
神不介懷於任何這些事情。
God loved them all.
因為神愛的是每一個人。
That's something that he found as a result of believing in Jesus Christ.
这个就是他信主耶稣之后他自己所发现的真理。
And he also found in Romans chapter 7, as if we were to read it, he also, even though according to the Bible, he says he was perfect.
我们如果看回罗马书的第七章的时候，我们刚刚看过，保罗觉得就算他自己觉得自己是完全的话，
he really did struggle with his inner self.
他仍然对他自己内心世界里面有那份的挣扎。
I don't know if you have ever done something that you didn't want to do.
我不知道你有没有试过，有些事其实你是很不想做的。
Have you ever hurt someone because you could not control your desire?
有没有试过你因为你自己不能控制自己而伤害了其他人呢？
That's what Paul had discovered.
这个也是保罗自己的经历发现。
No matter what I do outside,
无论他在外面做些什么事,
inside there's a struggle.
在内心世界里面他有另一份的挣扎。
I do what I don't want to do.
我做了我不想做的。
And that's what Paul had discovered.
这个就是保罗在罗马书里面所发现的。
And he also believed
他同时都相信呢,
that if he kept God's law,
如果他持守着神的爱,
he will be justified in the coming of the day of the Lord.
他到神审判的时候,
but once again, he realized after meeting Christ,
但是他发现当他经历到神的时候,
that all the works that he has built his life on,
他发觉原来他一生所摆上的那些工作,
didn't amount to anything.
不能够相比任何事,
it wasn't going to get him in at all.
他所作的一切的功德不能够叫他进入神的国里面。
Only the gospel of Jesus Christ, only what Jesus had done for him would get him into heaven.
唯有透过基督那份的爱,他才可以进入到神的国。
And so the answer that he receives,
所以他领受到的答案是,
is only Christ,
只有基督,
can rescue him.
只有基督才可以拯救他。
Only Christ,
也只有基督,
can give us security of eternal salvation.
才可以给我们这个永生的保证。
And so he started to preach.
所以他开始他的传道的工作。
And the newfound truth had taken him over.
而他这个新的发现将他整个人完全占有过来。
Before, he used to be in control.
以前他是一个要掌管一切的人。
Over everything that he did.
他要掌管着所有做过的事情。
But now he realized.
但现在他发现,
only way to be a true follower of Jesus Christ.
作为一个真正的信徒,
is to relinquish the control.
就是去放开他这个控制权,
to the Holy Spirit.
去将,
who lives inside of us.
去将这个控制权放低, 然后邀请圣灵进入生命的里面。
The problem that he had with sin.
他对罪有的问题,
because inside of him, he wants to do things that he doesn't want to do.
因为他内心里面所想做的,他没办法做到。
Holy Spirit came in.
圣灵进入他生命的里面,
and he helped him.
以至去帮助他,
to not only not yield to the desires. The Holy Spirit came in and gave him a powerful desire to love Jesus and serve God.
而这个圣灵临到他生命里面，赐给他这个能力去爱神，去渴慕神。
Sin was no longer powerful.
罪在他身上不能再发动什么东西。
Not only that, once the Holy Spirit came in, he helps us to be what God wanted us to be.
不单只是这样，当圣灵进入他生命里面的时候，他的生命成为神所盼望他的一个生命。
And in today's text, he also found
在今天我们读的圣经的经文里面，他刚刚发现到,
that once the Holy Spirit comes into us,
当圣灵临到在我们生命里头,
he gives us eternal security.
圣灵更加要赐给我们一个永恒的保证。
It doesn't matter what we face in our lives.
不再是我们今天面对的什么事,
whether things are natural forces against us or supernatural forces against us.
无论这个是自然的能力，另外一个超自然的能力。
It doesn't matter whether we experience good things in life or bad things in life.
无论我们今天经历的是好事，另外一个是不好的事情。
What happened was, God will maneuver even the negative situations of our lives for our benefit to those who love Him.
佢发现嘅就系神有佢满有嘅恩典同埋能力，去改变一切，以照呢个成为信佢嘅人嘅益处。
So in the end, Paul did what any reasonable person would do when they discovered the truth.
所以去到结束嘅时候，保罗就做咗一个普通人，我哋每个人当我哋发现真理之后所会做嘅事情。
He threw himself completely to the newfound truth and surrendered himself completely to the love of Christ.
他将自己全然的摆到他这个今日新发现的真理里面，将自己全然的交托了给这个神基督。
As we examine Paul's life,
当我们今天去检视保罗的一生的时候，
we must come to a realization,
我们必须要认识一件事，
that what should drive us in our pursuit of following God,
什么是驱动我们去渴慕神，
is not just our willpower or discipline.
不是我们的意志，也不是我们那个操练。
Although they're not wrong in itself.
虽然这些一点问题都没有。
Nor our sense of responsibility.
也不是我们那份的责任感。
It's not enough.
这一切是不足够。
Do you recall the story of prodigal son?
大家还记不记得浪子回头的故事？
I don't know if you know the story, but do you remember the younger son who came back?
还记不记得呢？当到个幼子翻到嚟嘅时候
，But the main character of that story is the older son。
其实个故事嘅重点讲紧嘅系讲个大儿子。
Do you remember that he stayed with the father？
记唔记得呢个大儿子一直嘅同佢嘅父亲喺埋一齐
？And he served the father。
佢更加嘅服侍佢嘅父亲。
But in the end, we discover that with all his responsibility, all his willpower and discipline, he does not know the father at all, nor does he love him。
但我哋发现原来纵使呢个大仔一直去服侍佢爸爸，同佢爸爸一齐生活，一叫佢一齐起居，但其实佢唔认识佢爸爸。其实
，I want to say that willpower, discipline, or sense of responsibility, if that is what drives us today in our pursuit of Christ, I would like to encourage you, not that those things are wrong, but you need more.
我想同大家分享嘅，同大家带出嘅信息就系，无论今日你系因为你嘅操练，系因为你自己嘅守行为，而做你好渴慕住渴慕神嘅话，呢个系唔足够，唔系错，不过系唔足够。
You need to be driven by the love of Christ。
你需要被基督嘅爱去驱动你。
How do I do that？
今日我可以点样嘅去被爱，被基督嘅爱去驱使我哋咧？
You need to know God's word.
你需要去认识神嘅说话。
And you need to experience God.
你更加需要嘅去经历神，不停嘅去经历神。
If you do it,
如果我哋今日咁样去行
，it is safe.
我哋就喺里边经历呢份嘅救恩。
It is secure.
我哋亦都有呢一份嘅安稳，我哋有呢一个嘅稳妥。
I want to end my message this morning with a testimony about eternal security.
我想今日结束我嘅分享嘅时候，用一个嘅少少嘅分享同大家嚟讲，讲到咧呢一个嘅永恒嘅一个嘅安稳。
I want to talk about myself and my relationship with my father。
我想同大家分享嘅系我自己同我父亲嘅嗰个关系。
Who passed away some time ago？
就喺最近嘅时候佢过咗身。
My father and I, all of us are family. When I was 12 years old, we moved to California, Los Angeles.
当我12岁的时候，我爸爸同我同我一家人就迁居到去罗省。
My father didn't want to come.
我爸爸当时唔想同我哋一齐去嘅。
Because we were very well established in Korea.
因为当时我哋喺韩国嘅地方，我哋已经相当有相当好嘅建立，我哋已经相当好嘅事业建立咗。
My father had a lot of lands，
我爸爸有好多嘅地
，and few houses，
亦都有好几间嘅屋
，and a factory，
甚至乎有一间嘅工厂。
My mother never had to work on a day of her life，
我妈妈嘅一生唔需要做任何嘅嘢。
But when we received an opportunity or invite to come to the United States，
但系当我哋当时接受咗呢个邀请，可以进入美国嘅时候咧
，My mother thought it would be best that we move。
我妈妈就好睇见呢个一个好嘅机遇，我哋需要去移民啦。
My father didn't think so, of course。
但系我爸爸当然就唔系咁谂啦。
Because we were pretty secure.
因为我哋当其时已经系相当嘅稳妥啦。
And all his family was in Korea.
而佢所有嘅家人亦都喺韩国嗰度地方。
I don't know. I think about it sometimes, but the place where we were at is Gangnam. Gangnam is I don't know, some of the younger guys know. It's a city.
It's all the K-movement, right? Yeah. Okay. 他們當時住的地方是住在一個相當有錢、相當好
的一個韓國的地方。我不懂日語的地方。Well, what I want to say is the most expensive place in the world today.
亦都是今天的全
One of the most expensive places in the world.
是今天全球裡面其中一個相當富有又值錢的地方的生活。
But my father sold everything because he had to come. Hurry, fire sale.
但我爸爸当时因为要移民，要嗱嗱声卖晒所有嘅田地，冇田嘅，即系。
He waited 1 month after we first arrived in U.S.
咁佢用一个月嘅时间就跟住我哋一齐去到美国啦。
By the way, I asked my mom why we had to come to U.S.
咁我当其时都问阿妈做咩事我哋要移民啦。
And she said it was like a Disneyland at the time.
因為我哋去迪士尼，因為
and everybody went if you had an opportunity to go to U.S.
如果你有機會，任何人都會去迪士尼噶。
But anyway, I grew up feeling really, really sorry for my father.
但喺個成長裏邊，我一直都為到我爸爸呢一個嘅抉擇而覺得有一份嘅遺憾。
And I truly believe I spent my entire life wanting to please my father and wanting to make him proud of me.
而我都相信喺我一生里面，我用尽我一生去讨我爸爸嘅喜悦，亦都盼望佢觉得我系一个系佢觉得可以骄傲嘅一个儿子。
But life wasn't that easy.
但系咧，我
But life wasn't that easy.
但系生命唔系好似想象中咁畅顺嘅。
Once my mom came to U.S.
当我妈妈嚟到
Very next day，
第二日咧
，She started working in the factory for the first time.
佢就成為佢一生人第一次喺工廠裏面翻工。
10 hours a day, 6 days a week。
一個禮拜翻六日，每日翻10個鐘頭。
And so did my father。
我爸爸亦都係咁樣。
When I wake up, they were gone。
當我一起身嘅時候，佢哋已經出咗門。
And they only came back when I slept。
佢哋唯有當到我瞓咗覺嘅時候，佢哋先放工翻屋企。
So you can imagine。
你可以想象到咧。
My siblings and I, we were all by ourselves.
我哋几兄弟姊妹纯粹就系靠住自己。
Then the friends came along.
跟住有朋友嚟到。
And they entice you with all kinds of things.
咁佢跟住咧就嗰啲朋友就吸引你用好多唔同嘅嘢吸引住我哋啊。
And some of the things that they did was bad.
有啲佢哋所做嘅其实系啲唔好嘅事情。
And although you knew that you didn't want to disappoint your father.
虽然你好知道我唔想去令我爸爸失望。
I couldn't help myself.
我无法控制自己。
I kept following my friends.
我就跟住我嘅朋友。
And they were teaching me everything I knew.
亦都教咗好多今日我识嘅嘢。
I understand what Paul says when he says we're enticed by our sinful desire.
我明白保罗讲到我哋系被我哋嘅罪性嚟牵引住。
I wanted to please my father.
我好想去讨我父亲嘅喜悦。
I didn't want to disappoint my father.
我唔想叫我爸爸失望。
But there was this.Pleasure and joy that I enjoyed doing what I did.
但是他做我所心所愿所想做的事他是代表无穷的喜悦。
It was difficult for my father dealing with me during my teenage years.
所以当我是十零岁的时候我爸爸处理我是有很多困难的。
And as a result, he took up drinking.
所以最后我爸爸因为这样的缘故而开始喝酒。
And he lived his entire life regretting and suffering.
而我爸爸亦都一生嘅就系遗憾，去活喺呢个痛苦里边。
I want to show you a picture。
我想俾大家睇一张嘅相。
Of the last moment。
系最后我哋影嘅相。
That was the last time when he was healthy。
呢一个咧系我爸爸最后一次都仲健康嘅时候，我哋影嘅相。
That is my son Cindy。
呢个我嘅大仔。
He was 3 years old at the time。
当时 Cindy 系三岁。
And then he became sick。
跟住佢就病啦。
Oh, okay. He has been diagnosed with cancer.
咁当其时佢就系被断咗症，系有癌症。
I prayed for him for 25 years since I became a Christian.
自从我成为基督徒之后，我为佢祷告，祷咗25年。
No matter what I did, no matter what I say, he will never accept what I had to say.
無論我同佢講啲乜嘢，或者我做啲乜嘢，佢都冇辦法接受我所講所作嘅事情。
And I went through a lot during those years as well.
我喺嗰啲日子裏邊，我都經歷過好多好多。
About 3 years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer in his lung.
3年之前，佢有咗呢個肺癌。
And about a month and a half ago, he died.
而喺一個半月之前，佢過咗身。
And I wasn't even around.
而當時我更加冇辦法喺佢身旁。
I think I was at the deacon board meeting at the time.
我相信當時我係喺堂議會嘅裏邊。
So I'm sorry, that's my train of thought. But something wonderful happened.When I went back to the funeral,
但係喺我翻去參與佢嘅喪禮嘅時候，有啲好奇異嘅事情發生咗。
Someone told me,
有人走到埋嚟我身邊同我講
，that hours before he died,
喺我爸爸過身之前嘅大概個零鐘頭
，he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
佢接受咗基督做佢嘅救主。
Can you imagine?
有冇想象咧
？25 years, I approached him and told him and shared with him the gospel.
用25年嘅日子里边，我去话俾佢知，去分享基督嗰份嘅爱嗰个福音。
But only in the last minute，
但系唯有咧，佢哋最后一秒嘅时候
，He came to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior。
去到接受基督做佢个人救主。
God was faithful，
神系慈爱嘅。
But let me share this story. During the funeral，
喺呢一个嘅丧礼嘅时候咧。
You know how at the end of the funeral, you stand by the casket and your friends and relatives who came to the funeral come by and shake your hands?
大家都可能知道，其實喺度喪禮臨尾嘅時候，家人就企喺呢個棺木嘅隔離，咁有親戚朋友就過嚟同你個別嘅握手。
A lot of people during that day was so upset with me.
當其時好多人都即係為我呢一個咩仔咧，就覺得好失望嘅。
Because they thought I ignored the father.
因為佢哋覺得其實我唔理我阿爸。
That they refuse to shake my hand, they will just pass by me.
好多人就咁行過都唔同我握手根本就係。
It really hurt.
其實呢下係好傷心其實。
But as I was thinking about it,
但係當我想去思索嘅時候咧
，I realized
我去體會一樣嘢。
That when I get to heaven,
當我翻到天家嘅時候咧
，my father would be there.
我爸爸會喺天家裏邊上面等緊。
And I know that he would embrace me.
我都知道佢一定會擁抱住我。
And he will tell me.
佢都會話俾我知。
You're the best son I've had.
你係我最好嘅兒子。
This is what drives us.
呢個亦都就係乜嘢去驅使我哋
？The love of Christ.
係基督嘅愛。
That doesn't let go.
係基督呢個不離不棄嘅愛。
That helps our life secure.
以致到我哋生命係穩妥嘅。
Freedom from guilt and condemnation。
我哋唔需要再活喺呢一個嘅救助同埋呢一個罪疚感嘅裏邊。
And giving us security。
相反嘅係佢係俾我哋呢一份嘅安穩。
That cannot separate us from the love of God。
係叫我哋唔能夠與基督嘅愛去分開。
This is what drove Paul。
呢一個亦都係乜嘢去驅使保羅。
He was compelled.By the love of Christ.
佢就係被基督嘅愛去激勵佢。
I pray that all of us,
我去為大家禱告。
As we go out throughout this year,
喺我哋嚟緊呢一年嘅裏邊。
And as we gain more evidence why these people were compelled by the Christ's love,
亦都當我哋更加體會點解呢啲人係被神嘅愛驅動嘅時候。
That you would also,
以致你同樣嘅
be driven.
亦都係被基督嘅愛
and compelled
去激勵
by Christ's love
俾佢嘅愛去激勵。